Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Aho kashtam aho nyayam.
Aho kashtam aho nyayam.
Yad yuyam dharma nandanaha.
Yad yuyam dharma nandanaha.
Jivitam narhatak klishtam.
Jivitam narhatak klishtam.
Vipradharma chuta shrayaha.
Vipradharma chuta shrayaha.
Aho kashtam aho nyayam.
Aho kashtam aho nyayam.
Yad yoyam dharma nandanaha.
Yad yoyam dharma nandanaha.
Jivitam narhatak. Narhata klishtam.
Jivitam narhata klishtam.
Vipradharma chuta shraya.
Vipradharma chuta shraya.
Aho.
Aho.
Oh.
Oh.
Kashtam.
Kashtam.
What terrible sufferings.
What terrible sufferings.
Aho.
Aho.
Oh.
Oh.
Anyayam, anyayam. What terrible injustice.
What terrible injustice.
Yet,
because,
yoyam,
all of you good souls,
dharmanandanaha,
sons of religion personified,
jivitam,
to remain alive,
never.
Arhata,
deserve.
Klishtam,
suffering.
Vipra,
brahmanas.
Dharma,
piety.
Achyuta,
God.
Ashrayaha,
being protected by.
In
the translation, Bhishma Dev said, "Oh, what terrible sufferings and what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the sons of religion personified. You did not deserve to remain alive under those tribulations, yet you were protected by the brahmanas, God, and religion." And Srila Prabhupada's purport, Maharaj Yudhisthira was disturbed to see, due to the great massacre of the Battle of Kurukshetra. Bhishma Dev could understand this, and therefore he spoke first on the terrible sufferings of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was put into difficulty by injustice only, and the Battle of Kurukshetra was fought just to counteract this injustice. Therefore, he should not regret the great massacre. He wanted to point out particularly that they were always protected by the brahmanas, the Lord, and religious principles. As long as they were protected by these three important items, there was no cause of disappointment. Thus, Bhishma Dev encouraged Maharaj Yudhisthira to dissipate his despondency. As long as a person is fully in cooperation with the wishes of the Lord, guided by the bona fide brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and strictly following religious principles, one has no cause for despondency, however trying the circumstance of life. Bhishma Dev, as one of the authorities in the line, wanted to impress this point upon the Pandavas. Om Jnanatim Randasya Garantara Salakaya Chakshura Viditam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Maro Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Outstanding in the first canto are Queen Kunti's prayers and Bhishma Dev's instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira as very famous, very rich in powerful instructions to go through them one by one by one and meditate on their meaning and be lifted to a transcendental position, because that potency, it's worth going through these verses very carefully. And the lead verse carries a very strong part of the message. I like this verse a lot. Refer to it regularly when addressing circumstances of life, so you perhaps can remember the message here in circumstances where you're having to counsel someone who's like devastated because of something. Despondency due to the bodily conception of life is a situation where it looks like there's no out. Why did this happen? Or why did I do this? You know, something like that. You know, stress management. When giving the stress management a spiritual approach, I refer to this verse. Because people get really stressed out when circumstance after trying circumstance after trying circumstance, and they don't see beyond the circumstance, they just see the circumstance and how trying the circumstance is. And, you know, the equation is bodily conception plus trying circumstance equals depression. And trying circumstance plus this nice instruction of Bhishma Dev equals transcendence. You can go beyond the circumstance if you can see the Supreme Lord. So there are different ways of helping people like get beyond their trying circumstance, and one way is you go down the path of just asking them one by one. You know, ask yourself, in this circumstance that you find so trying, is your purpose to please the Supreme Lord? If the answer to that is yes, then are you willingly prepared to take guidance from learned personalities, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas? Yes. And are your activities, or is this particular activity, in accord with the principles of Scripture? Yes. There's no need for lamentation, no cause for hesitation. Just wipe out despondency. If one holds on to despondency, it's because of the bodily conception of life. And although you say yes, yes, and yes, it's holding on to the bodily conception of life, which means it wasn't really a yes. It was a theoretical yes, but not a genuine yes. So another application of this is when somebody is about to make a decision. But then you do, you know, go through these checkpoints. Is your purpose to please the personality of Godhead? Is your disposition of heart submissive to the advice and direction of elevated Vaishnavas? And is the action you're about to take in accordance with the principles of religion? And move. From the Mahabharata, the situation was Krishna wanted to glorify Grandfather Bhishma because there's this enigmatic cloud covering Bhishma. Is he this or is he that? Is he a great soul or is he bad? Why did he not stop the Kauravas from disrobing Draupadi? Why did he fight on the side of the Kauravas? Why did he fire arrows at Krishna? You know, Bhishma Dev is bad. Bhishma Dev is not bad. Bhishma Dev was at carrying out. He's a pure devotee. He's Mahajan. He's an authority on things. So he was acting in such a way that he could be an instrument for Krishna teaching the world the lesson. At least one part of what he was doing. And to prove it, this is the exalted nature. Krishna sometimes, the question last night, why are there tribulations for a devotee? Here's another one. To glorify that devotee. Just like Krishna, Vamana, tied up Bali Maharaj after taking everything from him. He tied him up. And Bali was in ecstasy. And there was this whole dispute going on. Oh, this was wrong. No, it was right. No, it was wrong. No, it was right. And then Vamana said, I just wanted to show you what a great personality he is. After giving everything, and even his own head, his body, I treated him like a criminal. Just to show how elevated he is. And just see. Untie him. Now you know what a great soul he is. No question. That's why that's Vamana disclosed. That's why he did what he did. So, Krishna wanted us, Prabhupada writes, he wanted us to know, no matter who you are, up to a Mahajan Bhishmadev, if there's failure to give protection to women, you're destroyed. Now that's a religious principle. And those mistakes are made in society sometimes, and it's not that it goes unnoticed by the laws of nature. The laws of God are infallible. Hare Krishna. So, Bhishma Dev was corrected by that act. He was brought down. But Krishna wanted to show who he really is. And so when Yudhisthira, after the Kurukshetra battle, was so despondent that he couldn't function. He was berating himself so badly. All these people have suffered. These wives are now, just like Arjuna was lamenting before, all these wives and children are without the protection of their husbands, all because of me, so I could sit on the throne. How horrible, how abominable. And everyone tried to pacify Yudhisthira. Even Krishna tried to pacify Yudhisthira, and it didn't work, because Krishna wanted Bhishma Dev to pacify Yudhisthira, to show he's even better than I am. And this is what worked. What checked him was, okay, Maharaj Yudhisthira, this is, so it's an example of how we can help counsel somebody. When you took up the Kurukshetra battle along with your brothers, did you do this because you were greedy for the throne, or you did it because Krishna told you to do it? Was it for the Lord or for yourself? Come on, Yudhisthira. Was it for the Lord or for yourself? And were you ready to take guidance from the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas in the matter of should I not? You were completely submissive. whatever you did was under their guidance. You would not act otherwise. That's your nature. And have principles of religion been violated? These individuals, they were murderers and attempted murderers. And what's the punishment for a murder and attempted murder? It's death. They usurped Draupadi and publicly, so you know, each one, so many things they did. They tried to poison Bhima. They tried to burn us all in the house of Lak. You know, murderers, attempted murderers. Seizing the property of others. By laws of Manu, it's punishable by death. You know, the 10 times they should be dead. Is it in violation of the principles of religion? No. Let's do it again. Did you do what you did? You were reluctant. You did only because Krishna wanted you to do it, under the advice of the Brahmanas and according to religious principles. Hey, Yudhisthira, there's no cause for lamentation in this world. The outcome is in the hands of Krishna. Your position, you're this very virtuous person, you act because it is your duty to act. The outcome is up to the Lord. That's His department. Your department is acting properly, department, making the right choices in life and acting according to proper conduct, with the right submissiveness to the Brahmanas for the purpose of satisfying Krishna, not selfish purpose, and under religious principles. So one who acts in that way has no just cause for despondency. Give up your despondency. Like, checkmate. And being the person of principle that Yudhisthira was, and hearing from Grandfather Bhishma, who he had utmost respect for, knowing that Bhishma Dev was always his protector and well-wisher, and the one who can discern and judge what is proper, what is not proper, his despondency was relieved. So it's Prabhupada comments, it's interesting, we should note. In this particular case, Yudhisthira is feeling badly about the sufferings of others. So Prabhupada comments, Bhishma Dev chose to speak about his own suffering. No, the Kurukshetra battle was as a result of correcting an injustice of so much undue suffering. And it's not like it would have stopped if there wasn't a Kurukshetra battle. It would have continued and continued because Duryodhana was the kind. And it's unjust to the degree that it required that, because all other measures to correct the situation were tried. Not that they just like knee-jerk reaction, let's kill him. Let's get a bunch of people together and kill them. There wasn't, so many attempts were made to make a proper solution. And then, so sometimes, not necessarily a mass battle for Kshatriya perhaps, but in circumstances of life, when you exhaust all reasonable alternatives, then some strong action may be needed. And when you, before you take the strong action, check these three things. As you check those three things, the outcome is up to Krishna, but take guidance from learned persons. Make sure that your purpose, correct your own heart or inspect your own heart. Is it for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, or is it some other stuff going on as the motivator? And am I keeping within the principles of religion? Then one should act firmly, strongly, without regret, without aftermath despondency. There's some tough calls in life that one has to do from time to time. Very Bhishma Deva is powerful. His instructions are powerful. And good to remember when you encounter a situation either where yourself or someone else is involved in unduly lamenting over something. And check those three. And if any one of those three things is out of alignment, you correct the alignment. And by investing positive energy in correcting that wrong alignment, then there's some relief. But unfortunately, being not trained, many people just, you know, spin out into despondency. It goes on. So having Bhishma Devas around is always it's a great resource. And having Srimad Bhagavatam around is a great resource. Accessing that resource on a regular basis, very beneficial. Guiding one's life on those three principles. So any discussion? Rupa.
I don't know if you mentioned it, but Prabhupada obviously was following this also, saying that, like, when somebody makes an error, which we're obviously prone to do, when it's only perfect, you wouldn't dwell on, you know, why are you just mulling in this error that you made? What are you going to do to correct it? So, this came to my mind because I try to realize that I'm so full of errors, you know. For me, I have to remember to start the correction process and not dwell on why I again made my error. So that was encouraging for Prabhupada to teach us like that, to keep us away from this despondence and get on with the correction, the realignment.
Like when somebody is, when there's a death, I've referred to this verse from time to time. You know, they were such a good soul and put into this difficulty, and then they're gone. So let's look at their life. This and this and this. They lived such a wonderful life. Where has their soul gone? Celebrate. No, not despondency. It has a lot of applications. Yeah?
Aren't the third item is to check your reaction in accordance with the previous principle?
Mm-hmm.
Would that follow from one into automatically?
Generally. But you know, in this particular case, Yudhisthira, the first one is purpose, is one's motivation, selfish or God-centered. But I could be misdirected. So yes, if I'm checking with Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, naturally they're going to advise according to religious principles. Yes, but it's another check. Some guidance may come that you know is, you know, or have some sense, this may not be in accordance with principles. That has happened. Good point. Anything else?